It's a battle between the largest and smallest countries at the World Cup when the USA faces table-tapping Slovenia tomorrow in Group C play. Welcome to another edition of the CONCACAF World Cup Preview Show. I'm your host, Scott Gleba. The USA and its supporters were ecstatic when the Stars and Stripes tied England last Saturday. That enthusiasm was somewhat tempered when Slovenia captured maximum points a day later from Algeria, thanks to a 79th-minute goal from Robert Koren. A draw would have been preferable. Now the game takes on added importance as the Americans can ill afford a loss to a team making its second finals appearance. A win for Slovenia in Johannesburg will send it to the round of 16. This will be the first meeting between the two. The USA, though, has struggled against European sides at the finals. In their last five games against European opposition, the Americans are winless and have struck for only three goals. Clint Dempsey, who scored the equalizer against England, put the game into perspective when he stated that if the USA was to lose, they would in all likelihood be out of the tournament. That being said, a loss would not eliminate the four-time CONCACAF Gold Cup champion, and Landon Donovan took a positive approach. If we win, there's a very good chance we're going to get through, and we are aware of that, claimed the Los Angeles Galaxy star. An area of concern for the USA is the health of standout goalkeeper Tim Howard. The Everton netminder injured his ribs in a collision with England's Emil Heskey on Saturday. While all reports suggest Howard will play, his ability to perform at his own high standards remains uncertain. As it proved at last year's Confederations Cup, the USA possesses the kind of personnel needed to succeed in this setting. Not necessarily a constellation of stars, but a foundation of rock. The world knows now what players like Watford central defender Jay Demerit and Hanover right back Steve Cherundolo bring to a team. The question is, who will be next to step up and be counted when the U.S. takes the field against Slovenia?